Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Easily Amused by Karen McQuestion, performed by Kate Rudd. Chapter 1. When I saw a group of my neighbors clustered on the sidewalk in front of Mrs. Cho's house, I was sure they were talking about me. It was a sunny spring evening, and I was heading out to meet my friend Piper at a local bar. After work, I'd changed out of my office garb and into a lacy tank top and short skirt, then slipped my feet into a new pair of strappy sandals. A quick look in the mirror to touch up my makeup, and I was set. Despite my efforts, it was a sure thing Piper would look better than me, no matter what she was wearing. Ironic, considering she's the one who's married with a baby, while I, on the other hand, am currently and constantly unattached. Not her fault, of course, but still annoying. I'd pictured a brisk walk to burn a few calories and hoped I might even collect a few admiring glances on the way, which would have done my poor ego a bit of good. But springtime in Wisconsin doesn't necessarily mean warm weather. 30 seconds out of the house, I realized it was a little too chilly to be without a jacket, and my hair was getting windblown. Worse yet, I sensed I was about to get waylaid by the four neighbors halfway down the block. As I approached the group, crazy Myra, who'd been leaning forward to whisper something to Brother Jasper, straightened up abruptly, like she'd been caught snooping in someone's medicine cabinet. The other two ladies, Belinda, the dog woman, and Mrs. Cho, took a sudden, suspicious interest in a lilac bush adjacent to where they stood. My plan was to smile and nod and then circle around them, but I was stopped by Mrs. Cho, who grasped the fabric of my top with her bony fingers. "Pretty," she said. For such a tiny lady, she had one hell of a grip. "Mighty fine," Brother Jasper said, and then he added, "Lola, you look like springtime." Before I could say thanks and press onward, Crazy Myra got into the act. "Where are you headed to, Missy, all dressed up?" "I'm meeting a friend for dinner." The part about dinner was a lie. We were really meeting for drinks, but I hated to say that because it sounded trashy. I suddenly wished I'd taken Piper up on her offer of a ride. "Don't be ridiculous," I'd told her. "It's like 3 blocks. I'll meet you there." Now I shifted awkwardly and glanced down the street, hoping to spot Piper in her silver minivan so I'd have an
Sample complete. Ready to continue?